Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Glory to God. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, trodden true with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him on this evening. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Glory to God. Come on, worship him. Bow down and enter in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Enter in. Hallelujah. Come on, enter in. Hallelujah. Consuming fire, his sweet perfume, his awesome presence fill this room. This is holy ground. Come on, let's worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is holy ground. So bow down and worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Let's praise him. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Come on, let's praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Glory, hallelujah. Let's worship him. Lord, we praise you. Glory, hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Lord, we praise you. Glory, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him on this evening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. Come on, let's worship him. Lord, we praise you. Come on, let's worship him on this evening. Lord, we praise you. Glory to God. Lord, we praise you. Glory. We give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. Glory and honor belongs to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory and honor belongs to you. Great is your mercy towards me. Come on, let's worship him. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy has been. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Day after day. Come on, somebody needs to worship him on this evening. Somebody needs to lift their hands up on this evening. Great is your mercy toward me. Come on, let's worship him. Your loving kindness toward me. Come on, let's praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Come on, let's praise him. Hallelujah. Come on, one more time. Great is your mercy towards me. Glory to God. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy I see. Day after day, forever faithful towards me. You're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's worship him. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Hallelujah. Father, we're all here to worship. Come on, let's worship him and praise you. Come on, let's worship him on this evening. And Father, we're so sincere to show you, hallelujah, come on, let's worship him, how much we love you. Come on, let's worship him. What a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The creator of heaven and earth. Come on, let's worship him. There are no words that I can say to glorify the greatest name. When others are ashamed to say, I will still proclaim your mighty God. Come on, because he's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Come on, let's praise him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, because we serve a mighty God. The creator of heaven and earth. Yes, he did. He made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. When others are ashamed to say, hallelujah, because there are people out there that are ashamed to say his name. There are people out there that are ashamed to worship him. Hallelujah. But I will still proclaim your mighty God. Come on, still proclaim he's a mighty God. Open up your mouth on this evening and let him know he's a mighty God. Hallelujah. Let him know he's a mighty God. Let him know that you're here to worship him. You're here to praise him. He's the creator of all things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He's a just God. He's an on-time God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's never late. Glory to God. And we worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's go to the throne room on this evening. Let's magnify his name. Let's lift up the name of the Lord on this day evening. Come on and put your hands up in the air, wherever you are on this evening. Glory to God. It doesn't matter who's looking at you. Glory to God. If you're not ashamed of the gospel, come on, let's worship him. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. If you're ashamed of God, God's going to be ashamed of you. Glory to God. And you don't want the Lord ashamed of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So worship him. Worship him. Some of y'all have been through hell and high water this weekend. Some of y'all have been through some things on this morning and this afternoon. And you owe it to God to worship him. You owe it to God to magnify his name because he brought you out. And he didn't have to do that, but he brought you through it and he walked you through it. He didn't have to do any of it. He picked you up, encouraged you out of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He pulled you up out of it. Glory to God, because you were sinking in sand. You were sinking in the mud. You were sinking in the quicksand. But God reached down in the mud, reached down in the sand, reached down, hallelujah, in the quicksand. And he reached for your arm and he grabbed you up and pulled you up out of it. Glory to God. So you owe it to God on this evening to give him praise, to give him glory, to honor him, to magnify him, to worship him, and to glorify him on this evening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praises belong to him. All praise, all glory belongs to him. Hallelujah. All praise, all glory belongs to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All praise, all glory. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Come on, let's praise him. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Hallelujah. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. Come on, let's worship him. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. Because some of y'all need to get on your knees on this evening and cry out to the Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may say, well, I don't want to do a petty cry. No, sometimes crying is a way of release. Hallelujah. It's me, oh Lord. All you got to do is say, God, it's me. It's me, your daughter, your son, God. It's me. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. Glory to God. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, so give me you. Give me you. Come on, because we need God. You need God. We all need God. We need him close to us. Glory to God. That's how we're going to make it from day to day. Hallelujah. If you say, God, give me you, I want all of you. It's me, oh Lord. Let him know. You come on now. It doesn't matter. You may say, well, I'm in a backslidden state. I done walked away. Let me tell you something. Just because you walked away from God don't mean he walked away from you. He's married to the backslider. Glory to God. So you can say, God, I'm coming back. You are my first love, and God, I need you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you get on your knees. Well, you don't even have to get on your knees. You can just stand up. You can sit down, lay down, whatever the case may be, however you feel comfortable, and say, God, it's me. It's your son. It's your daughter. I need you, God. I need you in my heart. I want to come back to you. Let me tell you something. Just because you turned away, he's waiting for you to come back to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's just waiting with open arms to receive you back into his kingdom. Glory to God. Receive you back into him. Glory to God. He knows you strayed away because we all have fallen short. I know I have. Glory to God. We all have fallen short. We were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Glory to God.
Amen.
We all have sinned. And you know something? It's by the grace of God that we are here. It's by the grace of God that we are not living in the Old Testament times where we sin, we get stoned to death. But it was his grace and his mercy that saved us, glory to God. When he went to that cross, glory to God, he died for you and I, glory to God. So you don't have to be ashamed, glory to God, because you turned your back on the Lord, glory to God. You turned, you went and you strayed away. You did this and you did that. Let me tell you, he's a forgiving God. He said he forgives you 7 times 7. He's a forgiving God. Hallelujah. And we worship him. And we praise him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. He's an awesome God. He's an on-time God. And I love him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to welcome everyone on tonight's Our Men of Valor. Glory to God. We have a special guest. Glory to God. Evangelist Richard Christian all the way from Maryland. Glory to God.
Amen.
I want to make sure I say the church right. But he going to the church. Christian. I keep getting the church mixed up. Glory to God. But we want to just turn it over to the man of God on tonight.
Amen. It's the Christian Center Church. Worldwide in Maryland. So we are part of, affiliated with the Christian Center Church Worldwide. That's headquartered out of Kinston, North Carolina, where the apostle and the pastor is Apostle Robert Bryant. But God bless you all, saints. You know, I just first of all, before we even get started, I just want to thank, you know, Prophetess Barry. I want to thank everybody that's out there that is just worshiping with God. The praise and worship was awesome. I was just sitting here just listening to everything that the prophetess was saying about the praise and worship and the things that God is doing for us, even though we have fallen down. And when we look at our topic today, we're going to see that, you know, Peter, as sure of himself as he was, man, and we know how we get, man. We be sure about ourselves about a couple of things. But as sure as himself as he was, he had a falling down too, but we'll see later on that God did forgive him. Just want to say God bless you on the night. This is definitely Tuesday night special edition. Men of Valor, how you feel out there? How y'all feeling out there? I don't know if y'all can hear me or not, but
they can hear you.
Okay, let's just get right into a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into the scripture. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, once again, just come before you just to say thank you. Lord, we just praise your name and worship your name, Lord, and you've been so good to us. Clear our hearts and minds of anything else so that we can just hear what you got to say. Hear what the word that you got for us on tonight. Lord, we want to praise you. Lord, we just thank you in advance for all that you've done. Forgive us of our sins, Father. Lord, that some, you know, we have grievously committed, but Lord, we know that you love us, Lord. And Lord, we just want to pray and just say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just want to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, let's get right into it. Luke 22nd. Chapter, the 31st verse, give you a couple of minutes to a minute or so to get to the scripture, and we're going to go right into it. Prophetess, let me know if people say they got it.
Okay, someone said repeat the scripture.
Okay, Luke 22nd, chapter and 31st verse.
Everybody got it.
All right. So today's topic is, quote, but I prayed for you. And the Lord said, this is 31st verse, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fails not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And then the very first next verse, verse 33, and he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go. And this is Peter. I'm ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. A couple of things jump out at me just reading the passage of scripture. And one of the things we want to talk about tonight, since this is a prophetic ministry, praise God, let's talk about the prophetic word that was given to Peter from Jesus. I mean, a guy, Apostle Robert Bryant, said something very profound a few weeks ago, and he said that every time we don't believe in a word that God has given us, we end up getting ourselves hurt really, really bad because of the unbelief. It ain't just not believing the word. It's that we also are showing a lack of faith, and that dismissing of that word that was given to you by the woman of God or by the man of God. You know, it's just like, you remember those commercials back in the 90s, you know, when they tell you, you know, don't smoke a cigarette because if you smoke it, it's a hazardous to your health.
Mm-hmm.
You remember all those smoking commercials back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, pack a day will blow your lungs away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But too many, any time we don't believe in that word, that's exactly what we're doing to our own body. It's bad for our health. Because when the prophets, man of God or the woman of God come to you, they come into you because that the Lord loves you that much to bring you that word. That word is precious. And I think that was at one point between the Old and New Testament. There were 400 years, won't no word given to nobody. So can you imagine what that world looked like at that time? You don't want to be in that situation. But let's continue. You know, whether the word that God gives you is good or that word is bad, blessed be the name of the Lord, because you definitely got to receive the word from the Lord. Some words that God gives from the prophet or prophetess is to warn us, to let us know there's danger ahead, to get us back on the right path, like prophet was talking about forgiveness tonight, you know, get us back, or to get us looking ahead to God or showing us the place that God wants us next. When that unbelief kicks in, the next step we get is that rod of correction. Our own parents, I think it's Hebrews in the 12th chapter, I want to say 5th or 6th verse, they said who God loves that he chastens. And our parents way back in the day, I'm originally from the South, they go get you that switch or that digit cord or that paddle, and you hit with that paddle and they take you out back and say, you done did this. I told y'all I was going to get you. I told y'all I was going to get you. God be like, I'm going to give you some time to repent. I'm going to give you some time to get yourself together. And then he's like, all right, y'all just think I'm joking now. Come on over here. Let me grab your arm. And they'll tell you, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. And it's like, wait a minute. I'm the one taking the lick. But that's how God feels to us, especially after Jesus went on that cross and died for us. We ain't do that.
Yes.
So God has been so good to us that he went up there. He gave us his only begotten son for us, for our sins, to go up there. He's our high priest. So every time things be going on, Jesus be leaning over talking about, God, hey, that's one of me right there. Don't get him yet. Don't get him yet, Lord. Don't get him yet. That's one of us right there. And he gives us the chance to get ourselves together. Let me get back to the store. So let's get back to the store. Peter, you know the story. We can go back and look. Peter denied Jesus 3 times, just like the word was given to him. Now, remember, men, we are sure of ourselves on a lot of stuff. Now, we know when we go lift weights, we hit that 225 about 10 times. Like, I don't need no spotter. You know, ladies, when y'all in there cooking, you cooking Thanksgiving dinner, you don't want no other person in there cooking. You got that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want nobody trying to mess around with your macaroni and cheese.
No, you got that.
Yeah, I don't want y'all touching nothing up in this kitchen. Or I don't want you touching nothing on this weight. I don't want you touching nothing on this car. I don't want you doing nothing. I got this.
Yes.
So when you look at what Peter was saying, Lord, you like my best friend. I love you, God. I can't have you going away from me, man. This is him being, you know how you have best friends that y'all just go everywhere together?
Mm-hmm.
He really felt that way about Jesus, that was his dude. But Jesus had to look at it, and what he said was, you're looking at the things of man and not the things of God, because Jesus had to come fulfill them scriptures.
Mm.
And so he forgot about that. Peter, in that moment, forgot about that. And that's where when we get into our human side and our ego, and that instant right there, that was our pride. Remember the pride go before the fall?
Mm-hmm.
That pride kicked up right there. And it was like, oh, man. And then he was like, Peter, it said, the Bible said that when that cock crowed that last time, Peter remembered what them words were. And then he went and wept bitterly. Now, let's talk about the emotions. Y'all been betrayed by some people before. We ain't new to this. We had some people that done us dirty out here. Can you imagine how Peter felt after Jesus was taken and he had to deal with that guilt?
What if
Jesus didn't arise, didn't get out from the dead? That's Peter still got to live with that.
And so,
one of the things the Lord shared with me on last night was that some of us got some emotions or some unrepented things that we got to repent from, just like the prophet was praying early in the worship service. We got to get some forgiveness. There's some things we got to repent from that happened years ago, some things we still think about that get us guilty, some things that get us sad, some things we look back in our mind that cause us fear and shame, some negative stuff, some negative energy, and all this negativity. But Jesus said, I pray for you.
Yes.
He said, I pray for you. And that's what Jesus is at right now, sitting on the right hand of the Father, just sitting up there saying, that's one of me right there. He prayed for you. He told Peter, I pray for you. And you know it says a righteous man availeth much. So just think of how righteous Jesus was. So you know that prayer went through. Even though Peter was brought down low, even though Peter's faith was tested and tried, remember, his heart was broken. But Jesus prayed for him that it'll come through, and that when we see Jesus talking to Peter and John, you know, he was glad to see Jesus. And then that's when Jesus asked him about feed my lambs and feed my sheep. And Peter said, "You know I love thee," but he was restored. And when you look in Acts, he was out there strengthening the brethren.
Amen.
So you know, we look at the story, and that's why, you know, when we go through some things, sometimes it'd be rough. You know, we've been betrayed. Some people have hurt our feelings. Some people have turned their back on us. Some of our boys that were like, we thought we knew we were boys. Like, everywhere you go, you see me, you see him, or you see him, or your girl, you see her, you see me, or me, the three of us, we a little group. And then some, you know, we get to talking about each other. Somebody says this, and then they went a step further, and next thing you know, all three of us done fell out and all of that. Let's go back. Yeah, I mean, it happens. We all done fell out of favor. We don't want to talk about it. Every time you bring up that name, oh, I don't like so-and-so. You know, so-and-so did that to me. Oh, that happened to her? Oh, I'm glad that happened to her because she had that coming.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being that way, let us pray for our enemies.
Yeah.
And instead of praying for the people that have a downfall, let's pray for them that God heals what was going on in their lives at that time, because we can't read their mind, so they could have been going through something right now and didn't know how to challenge or talk about or communicate that thing.
Yeah.
And some things were so hard they can't even speak about it.
That's it.
But then what we find out later on is that they can, after they come through that thing, then they can come and talk to you. You know, a lot of times they apologize. So, you know, let's be mindful of that, that sometimes people be going through something. Yeah, it hurt, but you know, we got to forgive them, because what Jesus did, and that was an example, Jesus didn't even bat an eye about that. He's talking about, Peter talking about, I'm down with you for whatever. And Jesus like, nah, yeah, I know you're going to deny me, but it's all right. I already done forgave you.
Yeah.
It's all good.
That's something.
Excuse me, saints. But let's get into, you know, we talked about the chastisement, but let's get into the last thing we're going to talk about on this evening. The third thing is about prayer. Jesus could have prayed and got them up out of here. And you're talking about, Evangelist Richard, what you mean? You look back in the Old Testament when David had that issue, when David numbered the people, and Job, his right-hand dude, like, no, don't do that, bro. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, don't do that. No, I'm gonna number these fighting men.
Mm.
And after he numbered them, the prophet Gad came around there.
Yes,
all right, David, you get to pick three of these things.
Yes,
you get a choice of three, and they were all bad.
Mm.
You can 3 days, with, you know, getting the slaughter from the angels of God, or 6 months of famine, a year of the getting chased by your enemies. And David was like, let me fall in the hands of the living God. He might have mercy on me. But you see an angel kill like 70,000 people. So you asleep. Next thing you know, you're waking up somewhere else.
My gosh.
You're somewhere else. You don't even know what happened.
Good grief. That's something right there.
But us as leaders also, and we got to pray, you know, and the saints out there, just don't be praying just for yourself. We need you to pray for President Joe Biden.
Yes.
I don't know if we got people from around the world, but whatever the leader is in your country, pray for them too. Pray for them that they make the right decision on these gas prices. Pray for them they make the right decision on these food prices. Because you got a voice, even though you think, well, my – My vote don't get heard, but I tell you what, your voice do.
Yes, it does.
You cry out to God, the Lord will hear you.
Yes.
So, you know, that's one of the things we talk about prayer is instead of, you know, complaining to other folk, complaining to this person, complaining about that, just like the prophet said earlier today, let's get down on your knees, whether it lay on your back, on your stomach, on your knees, on the floor, in your car, in the quiet place in your closet, out there by the sea, or at the lake. I don't care how you get it done, but get you a quiet place and get your prayer in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because them prayers that we send up, because we're the children of God, they availeth much. And Jesus said, Jesus even said in the scriptures, if I prayed, I could have got 12 legions of angels. If one killed 70,000, what would 12 legions would have done to this earth?
Oh, my gosh.
They wouldn't have been nothing left.
Nothing. Everybody dead.
Everybody gone. Jesus like, I could have done that. That was real simple.
Mm-hmm.
I say six words, you're going to start seeing everything around here. And that's what we don't get. Sometimes we don't be seeing what be going on behind the scenes in the supernatural. But every now and then, God allow y'all, you know, us to see a few things.
Yeah.
And when he showed us, he was like, hey, man, there's more of them than there is up there. You doggone right. Yeah. There's a lot more of them on our side than there is on their side.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
All we got to do is call on them.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember that song by, I want to say it was Jolie Gunn and the Mighty Clouds of Joy, when you call on them? Call on them in the morning. Call on them in the evening. Call on them in the noonday. Call on them. Call on them, brother. Call on them, sister. Call on Jesus. Call on God. Because the more we call on God, the more he's going to hear us.
Yes.
I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 88423-0#.